Exactly right. Same kind of situation.
It's old news.
Same kind of situation though going into Cleveland.
Yeah, you know the thing is, man, you can't underestimate any football team in this league. There's a lot of talented guys out there, a lot of talented groups. And for us, you know, offensively, we're still finding our way through things, you know what I'm saying? And I know you guys and other people out there, they make a big deal out of what we're doing, but you got to remember we're still winning games. You know, all the games are not going to be blowouts. It's rare that you see a blowout every week in the NFL, you know, but at the same time, we're working on our issues that we have, and they're all things we can correct. You know, just a matter of getting on the same page, and overall, I think we're going
to
be fine.
Do you see signs that it's coming? I talked to other guys, and Mike Heimerdinger, he thinks you're just really a hair away from making things happen.
You know what? One thing is just relaxing. You know, we're so used to we're trying to live up to the way we've always been in the past. We've always been high-powered, and so that's our standard. And at the same time, some of those things that we used to do back in the past, we can't do now. Because it was just a tremendous group of people and a collective effort that was going all in the right direction. We still have to have that for this group. And I think as we get closer as a closer niche group and start having fun, you know, because we really ain't having any fun. And that's why I said, you look at the defensive coaches, all of them are smiling. You look at the offensive coach and they're all uptight. And I'm like, and it's players, so we get uptight because he's uptight. We need to relax so he can relax, you know. And I really feel if we go out there and relax and just have fun, man, you know, we'll open our offense up. You know, we'll let our coaches get some good sleep for once. I don't think any of them are probably sleeping well, you know, but at the same time, we are winning. And, you know, it'd be different if we were 1-4, but, you know, we're 4-1 and we're looking forward to being 5-1. We just got to go out there and keep working, and we don't take anybody lightly.
And I know you know the history of the Browns and the Broncos. You're going into a hostile
I've never played there.
Yeah, but you're still going
I've
into
never
a hostile
played
environment.
There. I know that, but I've never – this is the only stadium I think I've never played in, you know, it's one of those things that I've heard about that atmosphere. But you know what, man, I play in Oakland every year, so it can't be too much worse than that as far as from a hostile environment standpoint. You know, I think we're prepared. You know, we've went on the road and won some big games before. And it's going to be a battle. It's honestly, I mean, if you're thinking we're going to sit in there and go in there and blow them out, I don't know, you know, because they're coming off a bye, they're fresh, they have their entire defense back. But at the same time, we owe our defense. Our defense is playing phenomenal, and we have to go out and step up and start early and finish the way we start. You know, we got to come out early, and I think if we can get some points and get up on them early with our defense playing the way they're playing, you know, we have a good chance of coming home victorious.
Rod, it's strange to not seeing a lot of balls going your way, but Jake was saying yesterday, hey, the way this offense works, you can get 10 thrown to them this week. Is that kind of the way it goes?
Now, you know what? It's just the way it is, man. You know, and like I say, Jake knows, Mike knows, everybody knows, Javon, myself, David, Todd, all of us, we all want the football every time. He drops back, we all want it. You know, that's a given, and that's what you want out of your guys. But at the same time, we know we're always not going to always get it. And the thing is are we being productive with it? You know, are we being productive with the football? And in some instances, yes, and in some instances, no. So what we have to do is get a good look at what we're doing and fine-tune it. But for the most part, it's about winning. It's about the team going down the field and find a way to put the ball in the end zone. And like I say, I really think one of the biggest keys for this game is going to be our special teams. You know, when you're on the road in a hostile environment, you have to play with the shortest field. And if those guys can give us the shortest field, that alleviates some pressure on us that we don't have to feel like we got to go 80 yards every time. If we can go 60, 65 yards, you know, a lot during this football game, offensively we'll look a lot more productive.
And I'm sure the fact that you guys are winning the games kind of makes up for the fact, the frustrations that you're not getting the ball as much or scoring as many points, because the bottom line is you are still winning. Right?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to winning the football game. And like I said, everybody's going to be hard on us, you know, because of the way you're doing it, but you got to remember what you're saying. The way they won was ugly. The only part that was good in that whole sentence was one. We won the game, you know, and I can say if we were losing, the critics would be worse, but right now I can take all the criticism with us winning football games, and until the way we're playing starts costing us, then, you know, we can address that then. But right now we have to go out there, I really believe, and just relax and have fun, man, and just really look forward to and really believing that we're going to have a big day. Go out there and all the guys on offense saying, you know what, man, we're going to go out here, we're going to blow these guys out, we're going to have fun, and, you know, we're going to relax, you know. And that's every game, not just this game, but we have to go out there and start with today in practice.
Looking forward to seeing Ruben.
Oh, yeah. Ruben and I were getting real close before he left, you know, and I root for Ruben Jones, you know what I'm saying? Except for this week, I root for Ruben Jones, you know. Every week I'm trying to check out his stats, see how he's doing. You know, he was a great guy when he was here. You know, he got the move on, and and he's done something for that organization. You know, put a running game in their offense that they haven't had in a while. And like I say, I really respect a lot of the way he handles his business and going about doing his work. You know, and like I say, at the same time, I just don't want him to have too good of a day this week.